One of the locked doors that prevented plant workers from escaping the fires in the collection of the Smithsonian Institution. Peter Leipold, a specialist at the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History, acquired the door. He considers it an icon of American labor.
The door itself is pretty scary. It's a very large metal door, rusty and pretty ominous.
Does it still have the lock on it?
It has a large slide bolt, and it had a padlock on the outside.
How did you acquire the door for the Smithsonian?
It's an interesting story. We were working with the Department of Labor on a celebration of the 25th anniversary of OSHA, Occupational Safety and Health. And we went down. We got permission from the bankruptcy court. We worked with the fire chief of Hamlet, David Fuller, and removed the door that probably blocked the exit for the greatest number of people, and also collected some small paper artifacts and a sign for the company.
What did the survivors say about your having the door and members of the community then?
We were surprised by the survivors' reaction. We're used to people being honored to have an artifact that tells their story in the museum. And in fact, some people from Hamlet were indeed quite honored that we were paying attention to them. But there were a lot that didn't want Hamlet to be recorded as a great American disaster. They really wanted to get beyond the fire and move on with life. So there was a great division within the community.
So they saw the door as an embarrassment or a reminder of a horrible tragedy they didn't want to remember?
Well, I think that like a near-Holocaust experience, some people want to memorialize it to make sure it doesn't happen again, but others want to forget it or to bury it so that they can move on with a better life. And a lot of people saw Hamlet as a wonderful community and didn't want it to be known as a place of such horror.
Then why preserve the door? Why not leave it in Hamlet?
Well, there is no institution in Hamlet to take care of it, and in fact, the factory still stands today and is in the middle of a great uproar what to do about it. It's an empty sore in the center of town. But to me, this is a national story. This is indeed transcends the history of Hamlet itself and becomes a story about American labor. So it wasn't just an event, but it was a whole attitude towards labor that the door really stands for.
You must get a lot of objects of historical importance. How do you decide what truly is important?
Well, it'd be nice if there was an easy litmus test, but I'm afraid it's a little bit subjective. The bottom line is you got to go with your gut instinct about whether it tells a good story, whether it's important, whether it's something that will be able to be preserved over the years. All of these enter into the decision.
Peter Leipold with the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History. The door currently is on loan to the Women's Museum in Dallas, since most of the workers who died in the Imperial Plant Fire were women.